This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Economic indicators come in all shapes and sizes. Today, they're in the form of washers and dryers. The Census Bureau says the number of laundry facilities in this country, that is mostly laundromats, has dropped almost 20% since 2005, mostly in big cities where there are more would-be needed customers there. It's a story of changing urban landscapes told by Oakland-based Mark Verabedian for The Atlantic magazine. Thanks for coming on.
Hi, Kai. Thanks. Great to be here.
Why are we seeing this decline in laundromats? What's going on?
We're really seeing it focused around big, dense cities that are seeing a sudden influx of wealth. As developers sweep through these previously gritty, dense urban neighborhoods that are dominated by renters, you know, the first thing they do is they put in apartments and housing with washer and dryer hookups.
This is a little bit of false romanticism, right? But it's part of a change in this society. I mean, there's something to be, not that hauling your laundry down to the laundromat to get it done for, you know, 10 or 15 bucks is fun, but there's something to be said for that, you know, the way it's changing neighborhoods to not have these places there.
Laundromats have been a long time urban staple, and it's funny, the pop culture depictions of laundromats is very present in a lot of people's minds. You know, Seinfeld spun an episode around a laundromat. There's a kind of a classic 1985 film called The Laundromat, and you're right. I mean, they're kind of one of the few places where people from very different walks of life get thrust together. And, you know, I think losing that, sure, there's maybe a bit of false nostalgia about it.
Not to get all personal finance about this, but washing your laundry in a laundromat can get expensive. You got a family of four or five, and it's probably $100.
Yeah, a lot of the laundromats around here, you know, you're looking at $4.50 to $5 a wash. And if you've got a big family, that's over $100 a month easy. So
Is that $4.50 or $5 wash and dry? Or is it $5 to wash and $5 to dry? As you can tell, I haven't been to a laundromat in a good long while.
That's $4.50 to $5 just for the wash.
Wow.
Drying is usually a bit cheaper, but still that adds up.
Some of these laundromat owners, you say in this piece, are, if they can't sort of turn their buildings into something else, they're dressing up the laundromats themselves, right? They're doing Wi-Fi and all kinds of different things.
Yeah, there's this movement to make the laundromat more hip, which is kind of funny in itself.
Yeah.
The coin laundry industry, they have a conference every other year in Las Vegas, and one of the talking points this year was, you know, how can we make laundromats more appealing to young people where they want to hang out and, you know, meet other people. And so they're trying to flip the script on laundromat. You know, it's kind of been viewed as this downtrodden eyesore within the community, and the industry's kind of trying to shift that image.
It has to be said here that there are people in this economy who need the laundromats, whose landlords are not going to put in the plumbing and electrical fixtures to get them washers and dryers, and who depend on these places that are now going away.
The numbers are shrinking, particularly in neighborhoods that are seeing an influx of wealth. But sure, there's still tons of people that depend on laundromats. So that demand will still be there, I think. And, you know, some of the people that I talked to said laundromats closing in their community makes them have to work harder to do their laundry. They got to walk further. They maybe have to go to a more expensive one, that kind of thing.
Mark Verabedian, he writes on laundromats for The Atlantic just now. Mark, thanks very much.
Yeah, thanks, Guy. Great to be on the show.